There is a lifeguard shortage in the U.S., and that may cut down on some of your swim time this summer. NPR's Juliana Kim has this report.
Former chief lifeguard Wyatt Wernith says over a decade ago, about 100 people applied to become a beach lifeguard in Brevard County, Florida. This year, only two showed up to the training session. Wernith, who's also a spokesperson for the American Lifeguard Association, says it's a national problem.
We have over 309,000 public pools, and we're looking at an impact of over 50% of them being closed or having a reduction in hours.
He says lifeguarding's reputation has changed a lot since the hit TV show Baywatch. It's no longer seen as a serious, heroic career, but rather a part-time summer gig. The pay has also declined over the years. Right now, cities are scrambling to recruit lifeguards and even adding signing bonuses. Meanwhile, Wernith says swimmers can take extra steps to stay safe.
Please assign a water watcher, someone that's going to pay attention to the little ones and not be distracted.
Another tip, adults and children who can't swim should always wear a Coast Guard-approved life jacket in the water. Juliana Kim, NPR News.